Mishnah base. So now we're going to have to talk about the halachas of bidyeved. What if you made mistakes? Because there's obviously overlap. So it says, Berach al peras ha'ilan berei pri ha'adama. What happens if you made a bracha on a tree fruit, but you said berei pri ha'adama on it? So then, yotze, you're still yotze. The reason why is because it's still...
Also from Adama.
That's right, also from the Adama, exactly. Now, however, the converse, al peras ha'aretz berei pri ha'etz, if you say on a fruit that grew on the ground, the one who creates fruit of the tree, lo yotze, you're not yotze because it didn't go on a tree, it's not true. Fine. The halacha, I should point out, by the way, this is a technical point, but a halachic important point. If you don't know, because of a halachic suffix, which one it is, so you go lakula and you say b'ri b'ri ha'adama. If it's, and that's what you're supposed to do. If you don't know, because you just don't know if mangoes grow on trees or bushes, like pineapples, you have to find out. You can't say, oh, I'll say b'ri b'ri ha'adama b'yoti. That's not allowed. Okay, so... Which is actually the next point in our mission, I should say. It says, "Val kulam on everything." Im amar shahakol niyid b'varo. If you say shahakol, that everything nihiyeh comes to be bidvaro from his word, then you're yotzi. That bracha goes in everything. There's actually machlokas lahalacha if it's nihiyeh or nihiyah with a kamatz. Okay, so. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think by Ashkenazim most people say Nihiyeh, which implies both. Nihiyeh means comes to be, which implies both Hashem made it and Hashem made it will make future and stuff. Nihiyah means this thing came to be in the past from Hashem's word. I don't know which Chalak and Chalash shall say Nihiyah, but people do. I've heard it before. Do Sephardim? Sephardim across the board say? Okay, so there you go. It's Nihiyah, Nihiyah. Okay. So then you're Yotzi, because... Everything did indeed come from Hashem, tree and bush alike.